This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and it's Friday. I never can say that like the music DJs, but when it is Friday here lately, it's become a custom to do a weekly recap from things that happened at the Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. How's it going?
Good. How are you today?
I'm all right, I guess. You know.
Good to hear.
The radio life. I'm sure it's the same for you as a writer's life. I mean, you know, we're just different spellings.
It never ends, does it?
Never ends. Never ever ends. So
that's a good thing.
Yes, sir. Truthaboutguns.com. 10 to 15 articles a day, 7 days a week. That's true. 7 days a week. With a veritable stable of writers in there. And this is their editor, Dan Zimmerman. This is the guy that rallies or pushes or whatever he does. So what is on your mind, sir?
Well, the big news of the week, of course, was the announcement from Justice Anthony Kennedy that he will be vacating his spot in the Supreme Court. He's occupied that middle seat now for a long time. Swaying back and forth between the liberal four and the more conservative four. And this will give President Trump a second appointee. And if you assume, as is reasonable, that he's going to nominate someone more in the mold of Neil Gorsuch, someone on that list of 25 that he's publicized,
right,
all of whom have been vetted by the Federalist Society, whoever he appoints is going to be more solidly to the right, more conservative, more originalist than Kennedy has been. And that, in general, should be a very good thing for gun rights.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I'm thinking he may get two more to put on the court.
It's very possible. Ginsburg is, what, 80? And Breyer is 85? If you want to see liberal heads explode, they're doing it now with the prospect of the court moving to the right now, replacing a center-right person with a more solid-right person. But if a Ginsburg or a Breyer were to exit and you replace a solid liberal vote with a solid conservative person, that's going to be civil war. That'd be crazy.
Well, let's look at what they're doing, though. I mean, Schumer got out there and he decided to invoke the Biden standard. It was never a past thing. Biden was in charge of something, and he got up there, and that's when the Democrats were in charge of the Senate, and they said, we're not going to consider anybody else for the Supreme Court until the next presidential election.
Right.
So then McConnell, in a surprising move, decided to move that way.
He invoked the Biden rule. Exactly.
He invoked the Biden rule when it was Merrick Garland. Garland Merrick, I can never remember the guy's name. As we had 8 or 9 months left in. Well, it was when Scalia passed away. Well, not Scalia. Was it Scalia that passed? No, it was Scalia that passed away. It just remained vacated until Trump got to it. So Scalia passes away, and they're going to nominate Merrick Garland, and they invoke the Biden rule. So now you got Schumer, who's wanting to invoke the Biden rule, except the Biden rule here doesn't apply because that always applies to presidential elections. Are the Democrats just that stupid? Do they not understand the precedent they set when they do certain things and how that works and how it's going to be applied if they do it?
They're not stupid. They just think that we are. and they don't think that we can tell the difference between a midterm election and a presidential election. That Biden rule, which has stood for a while, which, by the way, is nothing more than a guideline.
Yeah.
Nobody's bound by that. But the Democrats did it, and then the Republicans turned the tables, and they did it, and they ran out the clock on Garland. Turnabout is fair play. That's why Obama did not get that pick. However, as you said, this is not a presidential election year. This is a midterm election. And President Trump is only halfway through his first term. So it's not like under Garland, where Obama was a late lame duck second term president going into a presidential election year, which would
surprisingly
everybody.
McConnell pointed that out too.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a big difference. And so again, no, they're not stupid. They just think we are.
Well, I guess you know, if Ginsburg goes, then at least from the Supreme Court side, we would have a if Ginsburg and Breyer goes, because I mean Breyer's not exactly Captain Conservative, is he?
No, he may be. He's just as far left as she is. Probably the four quote liberal justices, Kagan is probably the closest to the center. Breyer, he of the Unlimited Commerce Clause, Ginsburg and Sotomayor are all solidly to the left. So yeah, if any of those go, that's going to be a big change to the court, much even bigger than this would represent. You know, people on the originalist pro-gun side right now are worried about Chief Justice Roberts, because if you look at his voting record, he's by far the closest to the center of anyone.
Yeah, he's going to be the Kennedy. He's going to be the new Kennedy, isn't he?
Right. He will be the new center vote.
Yeah.
Which some people worry means that even if Trump gets exactly who he picks here and that person is quickly confirmed, as it looks like Mitch McConnell is going to try to do, we may not get as much of a change right now as we are hoping for.
Well, you know, with Roberts, I mean, are you referring to Obamacare and everything? Because he went out there and looked at Obamacare and said it was a tax.
Yes, I mean, there's certainly that. That's the one that sticks in most people's craws.
Yeah, see, to me,
it's not just that one.
Yeah, but he's had a couple of other things too. But I mean, one thing he has said that I fully agree with is that, you know, we only rule on whether it's constitutional or not. You guys have got the authority to tax people. That's what he said with Obamacare, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it, you know, it's just him getting out there saying, you guys made a stupid law that, you know, but it falls within the guidelines. But it's pretty stupid, you're right, but it falls within the guidelines. But I don't know how bad that's going to be. The thing I'm just thinking about is that if Kagan and Breyer goes, it's really not going to matter who's going to be in the Senate.
No, virtually anybody.
Not Kagan, Ginsburg. Now, Kagan,
Ginsburg,
by the way, you mentioned Kagan. She was a midterm appointee.
Yes, she was, and she was appointed right before a midterm election, which is the example that many people have held up to counter the Chuck Schumer, his point.
All right. Well, I've been watching that with, and the other thing is, you know, when they removed the filibuster and everything, I think that set, and the Democrats did that too. And McConnell warned them when they did that in 2013, you know, this is going to come back and bite you guys. And they didn't care at that time because they thought they had the 1,000-year Reich in place, and they thought that they were going to be forever more just the lords of the manor. But that didn't turn out to be true, but that's all beside the point. We're heading into the first break. Truthaboutguns.com. You can go there 7 days a week. They got fresh content going up there. 10 to 15 articles. They've got something called the T-Tag Daily Digest, which I like. It's sort of a lightning round of a bunch of stories thrown at you, four or five of those, just in that one. Happening every day. Are you guys doing? I'll ask you about this one in the next go round. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. This is Rock and Roll.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am speaking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor, period, at The Truth About Guns. This is the weekly recap of The Truth About Guns. Are you still going to do the Texas Firearms Expo or whatever it was the TTAG started?
We ran the Texas Firearms Festival for 3 years, and right. It was a success in every way possible except financially. Everybody had a great time. Every year we had more people. We sold more tickets. The exhibitors, we had 40 plus exhibitors from gun makers, holster sellers, t-shirt makers, folks you know like Pipe Hitters Union, but gun companies like FN and everyone. They all came, SIG, had a great time, and really enjoyed the experience, but we just couldn't make any money at it. So right. We had to stop. We now have a new owner as of about 3 months ago. So it's possible that we might do something like that down the road, but no plans at the immediate time.
I was just wondering about that. I remember when that was running and everything, so I was just curious about that. So item number two, what is item number two that caught your attention this week?
Item number two is what our writer John Bach called the mainstreaming of mob violence. We've had a lot of situations crop up in the last few days or the last week or so where people have been physically confronting other people with whom they disagree politically. We had DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen be hounded out of a Washington, D.C. restaurant by a mob who surrounded her table and started chanting at her. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders went to a restaurant with her family and was asked by the owner of that restaurant to leave because she said she took a little poll of her employees and they didn't want to serve her. She told Ms. Sanders that she has certain standards and they just can't serve her given the fact that she works for an administration with whom she disagrees. What came out later was that that wasn't good enough, apparently. When the party left her restaurant and went across the street and ate somewhere else, the owner of the restaurant rounded up a group of people and then protested outside that restaurant as well. A DHS employee found a burned carcass of an animal on his front porch. And then Secretary Elaine Chao and her husband, Mitch McConnell, who's the majority leader in the Senate, were coming out of a dinner and were approached by four or five backwards hat-wearing men who berated her about working for the Trump administration and the separation of illegal immigrant children from their parents. And she turned around like a bulldog and went right back at them. It wasn't a very good look for these guys, these four or five big guys in their 20s surrounding this little woman who's about 5'3". And probably weighs all of 110 pounds, but she turned on them and she backed them off. But the point is that these people think that the rules of engagement now include attacking people who work for the administration and supporters of President Trump wherever they see them. Then, of course, we had the video of Representative Mad Maxine Waters encouraging a crowd to do just that. Anytime you see anyone who's a Trump supporter at a gas station, a restaurant, wherever, get a crowd together and let them know they're not welcome, that they can't be there. They basically can't be out in polite society because we disagree with their politics.
Yeah.
And as our writer Gene Weingarten speculated that this has something to do with the fact that ever since the changeover in administrations, gun sales in this country, while not as high, have still been quite strong. They're 93-94% of what they previously were.
Right.
If you go back to the James Hodgkinson situation, the man who opened fire on the GOP representatives who were practicing on a baseball field, it's not been a pretty picture. And the angry left is getting angrier, and they're getting more violent. And I think there's at least a reasonable expectation that some people are thinking, you know, arming myself is not crazy. These same people who are doing this are the people that are arguing that law-abiding Americans should not have gun rights. Some of these people are arguing that the Second Amendment should be repealed, that, you know, no one needs an AR-15.
Yeah.
You can understand why some people are feeling less than secure in an atmosphere like that.
Yeah, I'm afraid that this is the problem with this is the same. They're facing the same problem that we face as defenders. When we're faced with somebody that comes in on us and they have the upper hand as far as weaponry or disparity of force or something, how are we supposed to know where they're going to stop when they start?
That's the problem. That's the problem. The fear is that at some point this is going to turn violent. One of these people who are egged on by watching a video of Maxine Waters or somebody like that telling them that it's okay to do this is going to not just stand up and yell at someone, which is bad enough, you know, in a public place, but they're going to do something else. They're going to hit someone. They're going to, God forbid, pull a knife, pull a gun.
Right.
And how are you supposed to know that? I mean, it's gotten to the point where some people, some observers were advising Trump administration officials to start to get concealed carry weapon permits and start carrying firearms.
A law professor advised.
Exactly. There's a law professor, Emily Miller, who wrote the book, you know, How Emily Got Her Gun, the effort it was to get a concealed carry license in D.C. Fortunately, it's now easier. It's now a shall issue jurisdiction.
Right.
But, and that's not an unreasonable thing to say. Unfortunately, every federal building in D.C. is a gun-free zone. People are scanned and patted down. So while they're in those buildings, fortunately, you would think that nobody would have a firearm, but that doesn't mean that somebody can't hit you with a fist, hit you with a, I don't know what. Bad things can happen, and I'm just afraid that at some point something like that might, and things are going to get ugly at that point.
Yeah, well, let's expand a little bit on that when we get back in the next segment. Just so we can make sure that everybody understands what we're talking about is how that can be bad. But the truth about guns, you can find them at thetruthaboutguns.com. Very prolific website, the most prolific website, I think. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Today, the man accused of walking into the Capitol Gazette newsroom and killing five people in Annapolis, Maryland, was charged with five counts of murder. Terrence Smith is a columnist with the paper. He had a chance today to join Fox News and talk about the touching tribute that they put in today's paper.
Inside, they did something very unusual and really, to me, quite touching. On the editorial page, normally filled with a column like mine or letters or a cartoon and the editorials, they left it blank. And they said, today we are speechless.
Earlier today, President Trump gave remarks celebrating the six-month anniversary of the tax cut bill that he signed.
Our country finally has a tax system that is pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and pro-American.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns, doing the weekly recap at The Truth About Guns. One thing I think we need to point out, as far as what we were talking about the last time, why I think, and I think why you think, that this is, has the possibility of getting somebody killed, is that lethality is a relative concept. I mean, there have been people killed in the knockout game, just getting punched one time in the jaw, then their head collides with the curb, and you're
dead. Well, that's right. And but by FBI statistics, more people are killed with fists than
yep.
every year, far more
yep.
than are ever killed with guns.
Yep. So, so that's the worry with this, is that somebody's not going to be happy just screaming at somebody's face and calling them baby. What are the conservatives now? We're Nazis, we're Hitlers, and we rip families apart, right? Isn't that what we
correct? Mean? That's okay. What this week's message is okay. apparently. Given the way these people have been accosted in public, in restaurants, in movie theaters, that type of thing, and how, supposedly leading Democrat figures, if you can call Maxine Waters that, she's certainly a prominent Democrat figure. If you have someone like that outwardly calling for Americans who disagree with the politics of the current administration to continue more of this, some people are going to get the message that that's okay. And of that number, there's going to be some minority, because there is in every group, that takes things too far, that are more in the fringe than your average person.
Right.
And they're going to see that as license to do something that's going to be really bad. Somebody's going to get hurt badly. And I just hope that nobody gets hurt badly enough that they're killed. If you're in the administration, certainly if you're a high-ranking administration person, Senator Sanders now has Secret Service protection as a result of all this. But if you're if you work in the administration at all, or even if you're now a relatively prominent local official who's a supporter of the president, in a state like North Florida, California, anywhere, it's possible that somebody like that could decide that, you know, you're now a target. Whether that, you know, they intend to hurt you or not, these kinds of things can get out of hand. And I certainly hope that they don't, but it's certainly prudent for people like that to take steps to protect themselves.
Well, I think given, unless they're going to give them all Secret Service details, I have no problem with them having a bunch of guys following them around, kitted up and ready to go. But the thing about Trump, and it's always been this way, when they're yelling at Trump, they're really yelling at us, right? We're the ones that put him in place.
That's in fact true, and most people don't realize it, but that's it. And they're expressing their frustration at the 60 million deplorables who voted for this man. They can't believe that their side didn't win the day.
Yeah.
They have not been able to get past that for a year and a half, and as time goes on, they've only gotten more frustrated. And now we're to the point where they're openly challenging these people because they don't know how else to express themselves, I think.
Yeah,
everything they've tried has failed. And the more they do it, it seems the higher the president's approval rating gets. The better the economy has gotten, which is totally separate. That has to do with legislation and things like that. But the economy is good. And despite what you see on TV, most people seem to approve of the president's policies on immigration and deportation, despite the media's efforts to demonize him on that. So leaders on the left are getting more and more frustrated. And that's why I think we've gotten to the point where we are right now, where people are going to be openly confronted. And I hope not, but they could be actually harmed.
Well, the problem they're also having is that with what we saw in New York with Ocasio-Cortez or whatever her name is, that beat the odds-on favorite to replace Pelosi.
Right.
In whatever it is she is now. But Pelosi and Schumer don't have control of it anymore. They can't get out there and say, we got to rein this one in now. This is not the way we're supposed to be. Nobody's going to listen to them because they're all Sandinistas now.
It's too late for that. And so we're in a world now where the Chuck Schumers and Nancy Pelosi's of the world are too far to the right for a huge chunk of the Democrat Party. Think about what that means.
I think it was on MSNBC or CNN or something, but the other day, a leftist was calling Pelosi and Schumer racist for saying that this should stop. And when they start cannibalizing their own, that's when you know that you have you've done some good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're eating their own. They're still trotting out the Nazi thing, but that started back in 1948, I think it was, when Truman started calling Dewey a Nazi and saying that he would issue fascism in the U.S. And it's been going on ever since. They called Goldwater a Nazi. They called Reagan a Nazi. They called Bush a Nazi. And of course, Trump is a Nazi. And at some point, and I think we're past that point, people realize that everyone's a Nazi. When everyone's a Nazi, no one's a Nazi. And if they call every single GOP president a Nazi, you know what? It's probably not true. We're probably not, really not descending into the dark night of fascism.
Yes, yes, yes. So anyway, I've taken this whole segment trying to clarify what their problem is.
Oh, that's okay. These things need to be said.
But the problem is going to be, I've seen Bernie Sanders get, I've seen Black Lives Matter come in and talk over Bernie Sanders too. I mean, clearly the base, if you want to call them the base, is quite unhinged. Is that a nice way to put it?
Yeah, well, that's in fact the title of the latest GOP campaign video that they put out this week, which depicted the burning limousine on Inauguration Day.
Right.
Madonna saying, "I've dreamt of bombing the White House."
Yeah.
Lots of clips of Maxine Waters, you know, whipping up that crowd, and that's going to be the best.
The problem is going to
be
though,
commercial.
They're going to try that in the wrong town. Trying this all in these leftist towns and everything, they're going to win those because everybody, you know, but they're going to come around the corner in the wrong town one day and you know, mess up the wrong Starbucks, and there's going to be about 30 people like me standing at the end of the street looking at them, regarding them sort of like ferns and saying, "This is about as far as you're going to go, kids."
Yeah, it's going to happen at some point. You know, I don't think we're going to descend into civil war, but that doesn't mean there aren't going to be some really ugly incidents.
Yeah.
In certain places that break out where people on our side are going to say, enough, this is ridiculous, and this stops here and now. And I will not be threatened because of who I happen to support politically. I'm not a Nazi. I know I'm not a Nazi. And I'm not going to listen to you call me a Nazi.
There you go. All right. Truthaboutguns.com. Dan is their editor. We'll finish this up when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this is the weekly recap from The Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. So how would you like to finish this up, Dan? How would you like to go into the weekend? Or can you get two in? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think we get a couple in here. We've got a couple of gun control pieces here.
Okay.
Out in Gun Control Nirvana of California, they, of course, have enacted a law that says every gun sold in the state by a certain date has to have the capability of micro-stamping.
Right.
And when they enacted that law, they created an approved list of handguns that could be sold in the state. And
right.
They added no new firearms to that list, and they won't add any new ones until gun makers start making guns that are capable of micro-stamping. And for those who don't know what that means, micro-stamping is when a gun will imprint a unique identifier number on the back of every round it strikes. It's something that is ludicrous because it's easily defeated. Anybody with a file can go at their firing pin with that. And
they got the idea from the original Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, exactly. Or they could just go to a gun range and pick up a whole bunch of empty casings and spread those around and
right.
confuse police completely. But the other thing is, gun makers haven't been able to find a way to do that economically or really technically in any reliable way. So the National Shooting Sports Foundation filed suit against the state, I think against the Attorney General. And that went up to the California Supreme Court, where this week the court basically threw out the challenge. And they said basically, in fact, let me read you what Justice Goodwin Liu said. He wrote the opinion. He said, impossibility, and he's talking about the fact that there's no way for gun manufacturers to comply with the law. Impossibility can occasionally excuse noncompliance with a statute, but impossibility does not authorize a court to go beyond interpreting a statute and simply invalidate it. So what he's saying is, just because a law is impossible to comply with doesn't mean it shouldn't stand. Only in California.
I guess the question then becomes, why do we have you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to enact a law that says Californians can only ride unicorns to and from work beginning next week. Well, there are no unicorns. That's sorry. That's a technicality, and we're not going to address that.
Right.
So the problem is there is that approved list of handguns, but that was set in stone, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, something like that, and it has since dropped. The number of firearms, approved firearms on that list, dropped by about 50% since then because models change and or they go out of production. And any change to a model that a gun maker makes means it comes off the approved list. Only right. The guns that were made, the exact models that were made when that list was created, can be sold in California. So as gun makers have updated their catalog, changed and updated and improved their firearms, that means that model came off the list. So a M&P 9 2.0 is not on the list, where an M&P 9 would be on the list. And if Smith & Wesson decides to stop making the M&P 9 and just stay with the M&P 2.0, that's one less option that Californians will have. So eventually that number is going to dwindle down to almost nothing, which, of course, the California legislators would be very happy to see.
Sure.
So, bad news there. On another front, bump stocks. The president, after the shooting in Las Vegas, asked the ATF to look at re-regulating bump fire stocks. They had approved bump fire stocks a number of years back. Millions of them have been sold. But the ATF, at the president's request, is proposing to regulate them like machine guns under the 1934 Gun Control Act, whatever that was. I can't remember the exact that title. And
the
NFA, National Firearms Act, sorry. And they had a 60-day comment period, and that comment period ended 2 days ago. And they got a total of just over 100,000 comments from the public on that. I'm sure the vast majority of them explaining why that would be a very bad idea and why re-regulating a piece of plastic, which is not a machine gun, and regulating that like a machine gun would contravene the law. But that doesn't mean they're not going to do it. A lot of people think that their minds are already made up.
Yeah. Bump firing is – a bump fire stock just makes it to where you can shoulder it. You don't need a bump fire stock to bump fire. That's why it's called bump firing.
Well, that's true. I mean, you can do exactly the same thing a bump fire stock does with a rubber band.
Yeah.
And you can, or just a belt loop, and you can shoot it from your hip. And if you go out on YouTube, you can see plenty of videos of people demonstrating exactly how to do that. It's just a faster way to pull the trigger. It's not like a full auto gun. It simulates full auto fire. That people who say that are absolutely correct. Yeah, it does. However, it's still semi-automatic. It's only one round fired per pull.
Right. I sort of think of it as enhanced semi-automatic fire. It's not fully automatic fire. It's so much easier to achieve with a fully automatic weapon.
That's probably a reasonable description.
And it came out of the 1986 Hughes Amendment, didn't it? I mean, that's a result of the 1986 Hughes Amendment where
of
a sudden there could be no more machine gun, no more fully automatic weapons made past a certain date, which is, I don't even know. How do these guys sit back and say, and I tie my own shoes, too?
Well, as we like to say, you can't stop the signal. Every law that you create that restricts gun owners and gun manufacturers from doing something encourages them to find a way to get around it. And they've done that in California with bullet buttons and other inventive ways of creating of still making and selling AR-15 rifles.
Sure.
And this was exactly the same thing when they outlawed machine guns and made the practical cost of a machine gun, $25,000-$30,000.
Yep.
You want to buy one now? Well, this is a $100 stock that you can add that gives you just about the same capability. And it complied with the law in every way, as the ATF itself determined when it approved it. But
it didn't do it, and they were correct in their ruling that it was did not mechanically change a weapon to a fully automatic weapon, too, which is one of the things that sort of irritates me.
Enabled the user, enabled the shooter to pull the trigger faster. One shot per trigger, one shot per pull, and it just enabled them to do it a little quicker, as you say, enhanced.
Oh, well. We'll see what comes out of that and everything else. I'll keep on doing all this other stuff. And still, we'll still see things like what happened in Maryland, where the guy was out there saying, bump stock, I got this shotgun.
Yeah, exactly, as they demonstrated there. And it was as was demonstrated in Texas, too, in that school shooting. That person used a shotgun as well. And that's technology that's been around for 140 years.
Sure.
You don't have to use an AR. You don't have to use a bump stock. In China, they use knives, and they kill 20 people at a time.
Who are just as dead.
People will always find a way, unfortunately. You can't legislate evil or outlaw evil. People will find a way.
I think they should try, though.
Well, I should think that they should allow people to protect themselves from those people when it happens.
As do I. Truthaboutguns.com, that's where you can find this man's work. In addition to that, he's got Jen Jakes, he's got John Bach, he's got Dean Weingarten, he's got just a whole host of people there writing about your Second Amendment right, so you know. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DDWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DDWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DDWSArms.com.
DDWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.